call it left, serve as what the Gemara calls ketuba. Ruba ketuba. Mishnah. Can it or can it not serve? We mentioned the Chazanish says no, and the other poskim say yes. So, I was speaking with the Ezra Schwartz this morning, and I realized I should have shown you this, just that everything was proper and not proper. The very first beer halacha in Reish and Gimel. So I guess we sort of added in form into the Maravadamas. I talked about it a little bit. We mentioned this ourselves. You just didn't give it the proper attention. Maybe we learned this Rashi on Aslam and Zion. Yes. So I was speaking with the Ezra Schwartz this morning, and I realized I should have shown you this, just that everything was proper and not proper. The very first beer halacha in Reish and Gimel. So I guess we sort of added in form into the Maravadamas. I talked about it a little bit. We mentioned this ourselves. You know, we just didn't give it the proper attention. Today we learned this Rashi on Aslam and Zion, we just went right over it, and we didn't stop to pause to analyze it. Between the first three halachas together. Litain Oleh, I remember the better the picture of the key was in the back. The box has four sides vertically, and a fire in the middle, and the top is, of course, empty, right? Space. Says Rashi, to be a lovely thing, Alea, Haino, Agave, Akira. The Gaba, Nikra, Obi, the Fana's Akira. Fine. Kolkin, Negan, Chal, Akira, somehow suspended. Vafiloni, Bechusa, the Kisuya, Mamida, La Kisui. Kane, Kosa, Rashi, the Flava, Zion, and the Doru. Remember that? We saw the Rashi. Rashi was saying, as we learned it by the city of the telephone. Remember, we saw it with the guest day before we see that. But the Sunday wasn't here. The day before was here yesterday. Everybody's coming and going every day. So who didn't hear? Who heard it? Who didn't hear? When did we discuss this? When did we meet the Gemara and Plan of Zion without our telephone? Last week? I can't remember anymore. Very recently. So the Gemara sitting over here and the Purish. Lo shana al-gaba, aval tofa osu. In the Plan of Zion and without. And the Gemara explained that this distinction between one and the other applies to Hakzara and not to Shehiyah. Okay? Fine. But the question becomes exactly what is Tofa? And what is Al-Gabba? So we know what Tofa is, you put it inside. Right? Yeah, sort of the Yishalmi makes a distinction between Tofa, no three Tofa. Okay. We do that for the moment. But what does it mean Al-Gabba? What does it mean Al-Gabba? How does it held up? So, Rashi just says that it could be either held up by the wall or the kira itself. It's a very, you mentioned this, there's a very wide part, there's a very wide part being held up by the wall of the kira. It's a smaller part, there is a kisui. Now why is this relevant? Because it's quite clear from the Gemara that this kisui does not render the fire to be gara pakotum. Now if kotum means simply a covering, why does this kisui serve that function? Yes? Oh, the word that I'm not. The Chazanish wants to prove from this Rashi that a blech is no good. A blech is not considered ketubah. He says, ketubah, what is the purpose of ketubah? What does it accomplish? Rashi says, Rashi, you can say, from the Mishnah, Al-Gabi Gecholam, the Chazosa. Okay, would have said the Chazosa would have been good. But Rashi added a word. What word did Rashi add? Come on, we mentioned it yesterday. What did Rashi add to? Huh? Cool the sun in, it has to cool it down a little bit. Not cool the fire down itself, at least cool the effect that the fire has upon the food which is placed on top of that item, whatever it may be. That's why the Chazanish insists you don't find anywhere that a plain piece of metal as far as the kitzui should be any good. The only bucket we have in Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch is what we call a Kedera Rei Kadis. You took the pan and turned it upside down. There is a space under the upside down pan. So the space, then is going to lead to a somewhat of a cooling effect. Because of this space, that's why it's okay. That's why I asked you to see, in fact, we never saw it before, that we should have. It's my fault. We think, whenever we see things in Shulchan Aruch, I try to show you the person that we show. Should just think I made it up out of the blue scar. But this Maramach was all overdue. This Hagos Mordechai, I have to apologize. So I missed by how many pages? 60, 70, whatever. 60 pages off. I must have seen the cup, and the pay in the cup, and I just, because there was a little smudge in my Gemara. But instead of Yud Testament Beis, it's Ayin Testament Beis. Instead of Chav of Rav, it's Pei of Rav, only off by 60. Chav of Rav, off by 60. But luckily I went on Simon Tuff and Vav, so those are ones that look really fine. I'm sorry. That Maramach should have been on this, should have been on the, before we talk about the as we tell the Canary Mount, we'll come to it later. But stop a piece of metal going across, that's nothing. It's against the Rashi, because Rashi said to a Furish that Al-Gaba is Al-Gabi Kisui. And Al-Gabi Kisui is a covering. You see, covering doesn't help. If the Aloha is like from the Rambam, but the Rambam is different. Achmidiri, a Rambam, who said, a Mashin al-Saw Al-Gabi Reish Meshavis, Mashma l'Ora. The Al-Gabi Kisui is the real love I'm reading, the first one. The Al-Gabi Kisui ain't the Chol Al-Gabba. After the commotion, Kisa Al-Gachol Al-Ba'efer. The Amin's Nistama should be Siach Dachla Dimeh, Lost the Chatuya. So, the Chazanish says, who said? He never said. But he got the Torah, even though he himself is Torah, he had the Kavanos. Look, if you're definitely also going to Rashi, maybe you also go into the Rambam, so forget it. So that's why the Chazanish of Lechaz no good, you need an upside down pan. But I think what you also said is correct, that's what I thought. Wow, wait a minute. This Kisui that is being described by Rashi was a Kisui they used all the time, that's just on Shabbos. Whenever they had a pot which was smaller than the width or diameter, was smaller than the width or diameter of the kira itself, and they didn't want to pull in, for whatever reason. They didn't want to get too hot, they didn't want to get burned up, they didn't want to disturb the coal, they were afraid that it's gonna, whatever reason they want, it could be 10 reasons. So they had this kisu there, which they could use, I'm presuming it. They used it 7 days a week, whenever they wanted to, and they were doctor for cow. That's the key! That's what we hold the halacha. That's the whole point of the Ran said. Right at the very beginning of the Mesoteric, the whole point of this Kisui, of this Ketubah, is to make a Hekera, to make it noticeable, recognizable, that something is different. How do you make it noticeable? By covering the fire. So therefore, the fact that it doesn't make it any cooler shouldn't matter. Say, Pilpul, if it does make it cooler, a little tiny bit, the flat, well, leave it out for the moment. Leave it out, that it should be okay. Yes, lady? That's exactly the point. The Rashi said the Kisui was not accurate, it's not the Ketuba. That's exactly the point. But if we use it only on Shabbos, then it is accurate. Yes, sir.
Then you use a big cup, you wouldn't use a Kisui.
Alright, that's a good question. Rashi said, Al-Gaba, what Al-Gaba mean? Either what? Either you suspend it on the walls, or what? You have a kisui, right? So I'm suggesting, the way I'm saying it, if you have a big pot, so a big pot, fine. And if you have a small pot, you need to spend another kisui. I don't know, it's a Rashi. What's he taking these two kippers for? Maybe. He's saying a suggestion. I can't judge how much you're right. A big pot on a kisui is your only need. Say, Dr. Makaf, in that case, that's already pushing it, because if I've used it, I see this kisui all the time for smaller pots. So I don't know if it would work anyway. Yes? We're talking about Shehiyah, at least potentially Shehiyah, that's what we're talking about in the Bi'olah. So Shem Yechat and Bi'olah. We're talking about Shehiyah. Okay? That's the whole point. You're going to bat from the Chat and Bi'olah and say, oh, wait a minute, it's Shabbos. And I have to prove that if I cover the flame, which I never thought that I never do. That's exactly the heck that Iran said. Iran at the beginning of the parish. Right. That's what the Chazanish keeps saying. He keeps saying again and again. So the minigah we have these days, that's That's why he did it. In that case, he did it. But if he didn't do it, as long as it's an Akeira, it suffices. Okay? That's the biggest straw of relying upon a blood. That's Hashmata number one. Fine, if it's on the ground, it's over. Now, before we read the Ramah, there's one of the line of the Gemara, which is important to see. The Gemara has a lesson. Boy, Rabbi Yemiya, to love the Makil Mao, he needs to have a Mika Mao, for Rabbi Yashi, he didn't make a Mika Mao. How does all these resolve? Eku. Again, unresolved. But the two Lashonas are unresolved, and he needs to have a Mika's unresolved. Now, what did the Ramah throw in? The Ramah threw in Rabbi Osai two major Kumrins. Two major Kumrins. Number one, he said, Oda Biyado. Oda Biyado implies not enough that wasn't on the karka. Has to be in your hand. It's no good not only to hit the floor, it's no good if it hits the bed, hits the table, hits the chair. It's still no good. You put it on the table, chair, or bed. To get the Makab and the Ramah will say, only if I got a karka, that's no good. That's number one. Number two, the Ramah adds, Vidapal Afzir. She passes the Kumra. He passes the Kumra in these Shilas. He passes the Kumra all the way. The Ramah is the biggest Kumra of all. Right? He's mocked me in both conditions. Dapal Afzir as well as Shalom Gabi Karka. And then he adds, not enough Shalom Gabi Karka. He owes the Biyoda Mamash. I got a Biyoda also, you know, good. The Ramah has all the biggest Kumras over here. Why did the Ramah pass the Kumra? After all, these are only the Rabban and the Gashayla. That's why I have to see the rush again, the same thing as before. Simon Bay, towards the end, he says, take no Babina and the Kumra. Oh, let's say what? Take no Babina and the Kumra. He just says that the Kabbalah is all the Kumra. Doesn't tell you why? Okay, small. The Rat, yeah, the Rat is a little why. Why is this all the Kumra? Well, Ka'ein, Kumra, the Raisa. The Groman and Lava leads to the Raisa. Well, I can see the right answer. But that's what he said. Let's see some. So he's not going all the way. So the Maisa was stuck. We followed the Ramah. We have no choice. You can't go against the Ramah. Well, that's at the normal circumstances. You can't go against the Ramah. Take a look at the beer halacha, please. The Dada Lazira. In a mash for the Tavas, the Kumra by Bayan Shavola to the Gemara. It is Tajavina. Tadaka Bekarka. And also should be Dada. Tadaka Bekarka, I'll tell you that earlier. The Kane, Sosin, Hamachava, the Kamon, the Siv Gibel. Some Bok has to say, what's the Siv Gibel? He's looking at Sosin, and Siv Bays too. What is Sif Gimel? The same kind of what you ask. Who asked this question? The Sharatian, where? Sif Tata Nun. Don't answer the question for you. But it's the same question to be on offer. Why did he say Sif Gimel? The Sif Bay is also the same thing. My answer is, it's Sif Gimel is the foolish Tata of the Hasi. The case the guy woke up early in the morning, the shoulder's burning, he's taking it off and put it right back on again. Sif Bay didn't discuss that. He didn't discuss. That's why he thinks the foolish close to kill on Sif Bay. Fine. Sif Bay is also not sure how to fine. Possibly she tossed the cost of the base Yosef, after one of the rats that we've shown him, who all the Hachmir. He says, the low kagos, Maimini, she cost the Shem Sefer Atuma, the Vedat of the Hachmir, Av, Shemiah Hagabe Karka, Mutter. Go to the base Yosef. One day, what? One Shita. We're going to rely on some one sheet and ask the other, forget about it. Please, Matt. Be the Gorah blow. This is also the Gorah of the Gamre. They should have rolled us from there. I'm asking us in the real truma. Who better to the Chidushi Haran, maybe you should came to Shem Ha'ah. Should the Gibori, the Shem Rihaz, and the Tehiri, and the Tehiri, and the Tehiri, the Tehiri, the Tehiri, the Tehiri, the conditions. Maybe the Mekil's host is over there. If he's after the bracket, Esther, the Yesh the Huck of the Nilsa the Rabbanon, the Dato the Hafir. Yeah, maybe. It's unbelievable too. Unbelievable. He wants an Inmekel. I mean, it's wild. He wants an Inmekel. He can take something off the blep, put it down on the ground, I guess put it in the refrigerator, put it in the freezer, and take it back to the next day because Dr. Lahasir. And you slap it off to contend with. What? Rosak. That would be a major question we're going to get to, I guess, on Friday. This idea of Rosakas, is it halacha in Bishul or the halacha in Amzor? Not Kabina, for what? Dover what? Yomesh. If it's halacha in Bishul, he's worried about Bishul after Bishul and Dover Lach, then only applies to Dover Lach. If it's halacha in Amzor, it applies even to a Dover Yomesh. That itself is a big machlokas within the Poskin. And we'll see soon. But although the Vilna Gaon is Mekil, we'll find that the Rishonim is not so simple that way. That's the Rishonim you look at. He was brought back to the Fugra, that's the Mogan Avraham. But if then the freezer won't help at all. Okay, but if it's closer to the Vilna Gaon, you can put it in the refrigerator and put it back on again. If you're willing to be Mekil, that Dr. Lahasa suffices without Oda the Yoda, even Agame Karim. Wow. Again, maybe it can be Mekil to behold to a Dato Lahasa after Dima Gabekaka or Shahoda Biyodo, the Lohar Dato Lahasa, the other way around. She still goes Yoko Lahasa. Now, for punning, behold the Biyodo, the other Lahasa, we must stop about it, just long away, so we have to come around with Mishmita. All right, that doesn't help us too much. That's the one that doesn't come up that often. The other one that we need. Then he says, V'chein v'hinicha gabe sasso v'chadome. In other words, he makes a pshara. He wants to say that maybe the Esav Tzorach is to be Megill, not to put it on the ground. The temple I'm going for you is if you show that I go to my name of Iri, Shilta Giborim, who are Megill, and you buy a Kiskia, that either condition suffices. He's not willing to go out that far on a limb. Only putting it on the table. And Dr. Lahasir, they have two things going for you. The Mechav is on your side, because you didn't put on the Gabi Karka, and you have all these other Rishon on your side who say if you put it, if you had in mind, if you would have put it on the Karka, it would have been enough. So probably you have a Svek Svekel Ahokel. So because of the Svek Svekel Ahokel, the Be'alokha says, Efsha the Yesh Lahokel. The Svek Svekel. He didn't say it's Mutter. Efsha. So the Shmir Shabbos, and the all the today's posts will say, because it is Efsher of the Halacha, if you stop, the ground will be made. Fight the Hoyer and Kim. Last year? 2 years ago. 3 years ago. 5 years ago. 4 years ago. 4 years ago, apparently, I was told, I wasn't there until we out in the morning, that the two boulevards were holding on to the Cholokas. You know, each they changed their hands, you know, they can't hang it pretty handy, right? How long? Conditioning, get up to 10 minutes, they switch the right hand to the left hand. So no problem, the two guys holding on to it, they figure out, he's holding on. So I was told, I wasn't there. A terrible story. They both switched hands at the same moment. It was a split second, and maybe they weren't sure. No one holding on to the path. So my finish is the cool of Nefesh. They just stole the two guys. So, but without the Kuach Nefesh, we can be mounted with this beer halacha, with the Efsher. After all, it was Dabal Ahakli, and it wasn't Agave Karka. So, it was Eif Azor, the troops were there, you know, they were already, the fangs were already, whatever. So, on this, Azor will come, bring the beer to an end. It's everyone at Tzom Kal. 6 o'clock is supper. And don't forget the dinner after supper, we mentioned just briefly. After supper, you bench, and then you go, wherever you go, to the bump, and then we have a little bit of a time break. You have sick, we have a suda half second, which consists of bread and eggs. I'm sorry? Shakras tomorrow morning. I'll see if you have a call. Whenever you decide, I'll go.